Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. Now, in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. Well, it's the same thing at Tractor Supply. They have the right players, or workers, if you will, and they also bring hustle and heart, and that's a winning combination that really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading over to your local Tractor Supply store. Also, on Monday, you can pre-register for the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge at foxsportsradio.com. That's where listeners can compete with our hosts, Rob Parker, Doug Gottlieb, LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, big names like that, Ben Maller. Bragging rights to see who has the better tournament bracket. Sean King, quarterback guru, former NFL quarterback himself, joins us at the bottom of this hour. We're going to have some fun with him talking about these quarterbacks. So that'll be in about 30 minutes. But, Rob, let's go to the NBA for now. And there was a story written, ESPN.com, Dave McMiniman, about LeBron. Is his next, Rob G, he's eyeing $500 million. His next deal with the Lakers, not one contract for $500 million, but his next deal with the Lakers could bring him to $500 million for his career?
No, so whether he opts in or opts out to this next year salary, he's going to be the first player ever to cross the $500 million career earning mark.
So that's going to happen.
It's going to happen. He's at 482 right now, so no matter what happens next year.
First player in NBA history. Wow.
First player.
He only played 25 years.
Yeah, just wait till Jaylen Brown breaks that. You know, that's going to be the next guy. No,
well, Jaylen's last deal was what? Three something?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
so it's going to be the new norm.
It is what it is, yeah.
But no, it's just
congratulations.
Right. It's just
that's time, awesome right for LeBron.
Right.
And, man, that's half a billion. And with his other businesses, so he's, you know, he's going to be in position to own an NBA team.
Otani laughs at LeBron. It's like, oh, that's all you made? 20 years,
say,
huh?
Okay. Like, you picked him 21 years.
Oh, you know Rob couldn't wait to.
You know, I was like, he got $700 million. He only been in the league 6 years. He got
$700 contract?
$700.
How long is that contract?
It's not 20 years.
No,
tell you that much.
Years.
No, it's
10.
10 years. Is right. It only 10?
Yeah. It's 10 years. 10.
All right. So anyways, ESPN's Dave McMiniman and Bobby Marks co-wrote a story talking about LeBron's future and the salary implications of him opting in, opting out, his extension, yada, yada, yada. Buried deep into the story was a note about LeBron James's psyche. And how LeBron has privately been worried about whether or not Laker Nation would ever fully embrace him, given their history with Kobe Bryant, his quote-unquote rivalry with Kobe and so on and so forth. So the guys note that it meant a whole heck of a lot to LeBron James the night that he cracked the 40,000-point mark, how much the franchise and, most importantly, the fan base seemed to embrace him that evening.
So the question is, do you feel like LeBron's a Laker? I mean, obviously he's a Laker right now. And he's been there now. This is his sixth year. But, Rob, I think that LeBron and a Kevin Durant, a lot of guys from this era, to be quite honest, Westbrook's been all over the place. He wanted to be loyal to OKC, but they traded him, and he's been all over the place. I don't think, like, they LeBron will be viewed as a Cav. But, Rob, I think that's really only because he's from Northeast Ohio.
I don't think it's just that.
If he was from Memphis and just got drafted by the Cavs, I don't know. I don't think he'd be viewed as – I mean, I guess maybe because that was his first team. Like, if you had to pick a squad for Durant, I don't know. Do you pick OKC or Golden State?
You pick Golden State.
Because he won there? Because he won two there? Well, Rob, LeBron only won one in Cleveland. He won two in Miami.
Yeah,
I think, Rob, if he was from – my quick statement, if he was from Memphis, Texas, wherever, and went to the Cavs as a – you know, drafted, and his career went the way it has, I think he might be viewed more as a Miami Heat player because that's where he won two rings and –
I don't think so.
Why would it be the Cavs?
I just think it's the Cavs. A lot of times, Chris.
Now it is because he's from there. But why?
It's not even if he when you're first drafted and he played there a while and he came back and they won a championship. It's about Cleveland because that's where he started and he became a star almost immediately. You know what I mean? In that place, and that's what people remember.
Durant did the same thing. He just didn't win.
But they just, I'm just saying in this case, I think
I do agree that now he's viewed as a Cav.
I don't believe that. I think the Miami thing was, while they won two championships, it was kind of a little controversial. Him and Pat Riley on the way out, you know, it just didn't end like it was a happy thing on the end, back end of it, Chris. So that the Miami thing was good, but it wasn't as great as it could have been. So I think that there's a piece of that that doesn't make people think, oh, yeah, he was a Miami Heat. I don't think so.
I mean, and like
Lakers,
I said, I agree.
And the Lakers are back end. The Lakers are just the back end, you know. Like,
yeah, I don't think of him as – I mean, you know, we're speaking figures.
And he's going to wind up playing more years with the Lakers than any franchise, right? Yeah.
Well, the Cavs he was with for 11 years, you know. 7 at first, and then 4 when he went back.
Well, Chris, to piggyback off Rob's point, if LeBron gets this 3-year extension that's being rumored, he will have spent more consecutive years with the Lakers than any other team, including Cleveland.
Consecutive, because
it'd be 8 years to 7.
Right. Which is crazy to think about it, yeah.
Yeah, and I think of him as a Cav first and a Heat player second, and then a Laker.
I agree with that.
Because this hasn't, as great as LeBron's numbers have been with the Lakers, and obviously they won a championship. And last year they had a nice run to the conference finals. It hasn't been your typical LeBron James success, right? I mean, Cleveland, LeBron did some, even though he never won a ring the first go round, what he did as a young player, coming right out of high school, averaging 20. Leading that team to the finals over that really good Detroit team in 2007. Having the two MVP years there and the great records, even though they didn't get to the finals his last 2 years there. And then going back and winning a championship. Like Cleveland, he did great things. Miami, obviously, he did great things. 4 straight trips to the finals, 2 MVPs, 2 championships. And as good as this Lakers run has been for him, Rob, it hasn't been your typical LeBron James run.
It's been bumpy.
Sure.
It's been bumpy, Chris. A couple times they didn't make the playoffs.
a couple times LeBron was hurt.
Injuries. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, some drama. I mean, it wasn't. And my God, thank God he won that championship. Because if he didn't win that bubble championship, this would have been a bust. Like coming to LA, like,
but yeah, that, I always, you know what I mean? If you go there, you better win because all than Elgin Baylor, all the huge names that
we had to win, and he won, Chris, and that is going to, you know, help him. But you're right; it could have been a disaster, really could have, because going in, we remember we weren't expecting them to win that one, but they did.
Right. I think for him to be again, I don't think he would ever be viewed first and foremost as a Laker, but I think they'd have to like win a bunch of championships, Rob. Like going forward,
and don't forget
for
when he
really
first showed
even
up,
start coming close to thinking of him as a Laker. Right. Like win it this year, win it next year, or two, you know, the following year. Like, and I don't think that's gonna happen. Rob G, you're a Lakers fan, so where are you at? Like on this, I mean, the fans fully embracing LeBron. I do feel like, and a lot of this is because LeBron's just been gone so many places that I think
don't forget,
kind of view him as he's a rental.
Right.
I mean, kind of like he's a rental because he's so great. He came here to win, and he's not really our guy, but he's great. We want him. We want to win, so we love him while he's here, but I don't know if they're fully giving themselves over to him because just the way his career is gone.
And don't forget, Rob G's people, and I mean Laker fans, Rob G, I'm not –
No,
racist.
That's got to be racist.
See, I knew he was going to say that. Rob G's people, they spray painted the LeBron murals when they first went up. Do you remember that?
Well, that was when he first got here.
No, I'm just saying. Like, but Rob G, where are you on LeBron? You know what I always say about him when they make his statue.
Yeah, he's going to have the basketball in one hand and the suitcase in the other hand. That's one of your jokes that has aged very gracefully.
That's actually a good one.
It's aged
not bad.
Very
See,
well.
No, that's it's one of your jokes that's actually funny.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I think that I have the pulse of Laker Nation, and I think I speak for them correctly when I say that we don't view him as a Laker or an all-time great Laker. You know, he's always going to be a Cav. I think that because that's where he came up, because of that one championship in Cleveland means more than any of the rings he has anywhere else. And also because Rob alluded to it, the LeBron experience has been very uneven.
Right.
Like he got here and as much as excited as people were to have the best player in the league on your team, which seems to happen a lot for Laker fans. So the expectation was, well, all the other great players we had won championships. So the minimum is you got to get at least one. And once LeBron got here, he delivered the one, which was great. But everything other than that has been very up and down. A lot of drama, a lot of, you know, coach changes, teams kind of quitting midseason, it feels like, at certain times. And so I don't think that Lakers fans as a group, I'm sure there's pockets here and there, but as a group, they're like, yeah, we got LeBron now. He helps us win. We like that, but he's not really our guy.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that's just, again, LeBron has traveled around the league.
No, that's what it is.
Right? I don't think fans are going to, like, fully give themselves over to him because you feel like – and I get – I mean, heck, there's talk now that he might leave. I don't think he will, but there's talk that he might leave the Lakers. I mean, that right there tells you why. It's like you're dating a woman that won't marry you. You're going to fully give your heart over to her if she won't just commit to you and get married and get the ring? You know, so I just think that's whether it's LeBron, whether it's Durant, whether it, you know, guys that have been around the league at this point, Harden, Westbrook, you know,
Kyrie's been on a ton of teams.
Yeah,
Chris.
It's like just like, I mean, you think they're a great player and you're glad to have them, but are you going to just fully?
And it's funny,
know,
I don't think of Kyrie as a Cav. I don't think of him as what team do you think of him, Chris? I really don't.
I'd say Cavs.
Really,
I would say Cavs. He was drafted there. He won the. So that's interesting you said that. Now, I agree that it's not like – I don't think of him as a Cav like I think of LeBron as a Cav.
Yeah, I think LeBron differently because Kyrie didn't start out well when he was there.
Well, LeBron didn't make the playoffs the first 2 years when he was in Cleveland.
Yeah, but they were. I mean, when they got swept by the Spurs, I mean, he put on a show against the Pistons.
That was his fourth year.
No, I know, but I'm saying, but Kyrie.
I think what you said about Kyrie, I think that supports my point that if LeBron wasn't from Northeast Ohio, I'm not sure he'd be viewed as a Cav. Yeah, because Kyrie hit Rob arguably the biggest shot in NBA history to give the Cavs their first championship. He was drafted number one by Cleveland. And is he not viewed as a Cav? Why? Because he ain't from Cleveland.
No, it ain't just because of that. I just think he's been on like 10 teams. Kawhi Leonard's been on 10 teams.
Kyrie's been on Cleveland, Boston, Brooklyn, and Dallas. Four. LeBron's been on three. You could kind of say four because if he went back to the, you know, that's four iterations. But
yeah, right. Three franchises. Teams, you know, four. Right, yeah. Right. All right, Rob G, you got some.
Just a quick one. I know we're up
against
it.
That's Rob's way of saying, you're right.
I think the,
no, that ain't it.
I think the Kawhi question was a good one for you, Rob. But in that line of thinking, because Kawhi's got a championship in San Antonio.
It's funny. I kind of think of Kawhi as a Spur.
Right. He's got the one in Toronto.
That's my first team. I think of him.
Is it really as simple as just where you win? Because a guy like Shaq played for like seven teams, but everybody views him as a Laker.
Nah, but he
well, you three-peated.
Right. So is that really what it comes down to? Is wherever you won the most, that's where we're going to.
And in Orlando, no, because LeBron won more championships in Miami.
I think the fact that he's from Northeast, to me, Rob G, where you at on that?
With LeBron?
I think it's because he's from Cleveland.
And I say it's because the way it ended in Miami, I don't see him as like being even fully embraced there with Pat Riley, and you know what I mean? No, it didn't end right.
I think it was the return that cemented him as a Cav. That the whole I'm coming home and then he delivers on the promise, I think that made him, no matter what happens, he could play 15 years with the Lakers, he's going to be a Cav. Always.
Right. But I think a lot of that's because he's from Cleveland or, you know, greater Cleveland.
He's from Akron, Chris. It's a difference between Cleveland and Akron.
No, I know it's a difference. But Akron's very close. Akron's like 30 minutes away. I mean, I worked in Akron and lived in Cleveland when I worked there.
Did you really?
Yeah. It's that close.
Why'd you live in Akron? Because it was cheaper?
No, I lived in Cleveland. I mean, it was a suburb in Cleveland, Maple Heights. But I drove from there to
Akron. Where'd you live? What was that suburb? What was it?
Maple Heights. I lived in a few, but I was Maple Heights when I worked in Active Beacon Journal. But
in Cleveland, there's two suburbs. There's Shaker Heights, right?
Shaker Heights. I lived in Shaker Heights.
Where the white people live is called the Salt Shaker Heights, right? Is that right?
that was sad. There's a Pepper Pike there too. Make a joke about that?
Alex, nothing.
I'm still thinking about it, Rob.
You don't give him anything.
Right. Salt Shaker Alex, Heights, where the white people live.
I'm ready for Moby Dick again, you know.
Okay, all right. Terrible.
I like the Louisiana Purchase myself. That's
I know.
My
I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right. And Moby Dick.
All right, anyway.
And chocolate chips.
Yeah. I don't know how much time we're going to have for callers. 877-99.
We got plenty.
Is LeBron, do you view him as a Laker? I mean, we all are consensus view him as a Cav, but what would it take maybe for him to be viewed as a Laker? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip. Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. The Odd Couple's live from the TireRack.com studios. Did you know that Discover wants everyone to feel special, including you? That's why with your Discover card, you got access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you are never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at Discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Do you think of LeBron as a Laker? Your thoughts.
All right. MJ, you're up first in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, buddy?
What's going on? That's a wrap.
How are you?
What's going on, Chris? What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
We good, man. How are you?
Definitely checking y'all out. I'm good. I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed on Worship Wednesday, man.
Hey, don't forget the Super Bowl is going to be in New Orleans this next year, right? We'll be there.
Okay, no doubt. We might have to get together, man, and do something good, man. I know strip clubs, right?
All right, that's my man. There you go. We go get some food, some good, clean fun. What? Food? Yes, that's sir. It? You said you don't do strip clubs? What's wrong with you, MJ? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I don't know if they have anything good down here like that.
No, I'm just playing with you. I'm just playing. Come on, man. You know.
No doubt. I'm from L.A., man. I was born in L.A. I was born in L.A. County, man. LeBron, okay. Nah, he's not going to be looked at as being a Laker. Might not get a statue in Miami the way he kind of backed on Pat Riley. Cleveland, he always stressed that he was just a kid from Akron. So, I know he's going to get a statue there, but
he's gonna definitely get a statue in Cleveland, and he should.
Yeah, just not a Laker. He wasn't accepted. I don't think Kobe wanted to embrace him, but I don't think it got to that point up until the time Kobe passed. Kobe really tried not going to games because he didn't want to overshadow him. But that top five LeBron and the Lakers thing somebody did a while back, that was definitely bonkers, man. That's just not how it's
LA
Times. That's not how the fans feel. That. Yeah, that's just not how it's felt, man. It is what it is. You have a great show, man.
Yep, you too. It's later in LeBron's career, even though he's still playing really well. You know, it's just that's how it generally is. I'm not surprised.
Yep. Sean in Wisconsin, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
What's going on, fellas?
How are you,
man?
I'm good. So, I mean, I grew up in the Kobe Bryant era, man, and Kobe Bryant will always be the all-time Laker in my eyes. I know there were people like Magic and Elgin Baylor and Jerry West and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But LeBron James, an all-time great Laker, stop it! Never in my life and never, ever, ever.
I mean, he gonna have his jersey retired. And I would bet because he's LeBron, I bet he would get a statue.
I don't think so.
With the Lakers. I mean, Rob, you see how many statues they have out there. It's like 20 statues out there.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What was that? From the time
I had a glizzy in my mouth.
Studios. That was bad. Yeah, that's... Start next Monday. You can pre-register for the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge at foxsportsradio.com. Don't miss your chance to win the ultimate college sports trip for you and a friend. brought to you by Gatorade Hotels, where college fans stay. Our next guest, former NFL quarterback, now an NFL analyst, breaking down the QB position like very few others, our man Sean King. What's up, brother?
Yo, yo.
Hey, what a time to be alive and play quarterback in the National Football League. How you play doesn't even matter. Mitchell Trubisky was as terrible as terrible can be for the Steelers, and he still is getting another contract.
Yep.
God, I was born too early.
Well, you're right about that. But let's stick with Buffalo, because they obviously had a fire sale today. Rob and I disagree. I don't think they're going to win the AFC next year, but I think their window is open as long as Josh Allen's in his prime. Rob thinks it's closed for now. Where are you at on them now that they've made all these moves, let these guys go?
Well, I think you got to wait until the end. What's the macro plan for these sudden, you know, decisions? Is there some big name, big time free agent that they're going to go after so they're clearing up cap space? Like, what's their plan to improve the team? But when you talk Buffalo and Josh Allen, I think Baltimore and Lamar Jackson are kind of in the same boat. You know, you happen to have your best squads with your best quarterback we've seen either organization in a long time, but it's mirroring the Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes legacy building journey. So I think the question for Buffalo is the same as for Baltimore. How do we beat the Chiefs?
Right.
All right, let me ask you, I no one's saying that Russell Wilson is the greatest quarterback in the league, but I just got a bad vibe with what went down. I thought that Sean Payton did him dirty, talked bad about him before he even got there. It just didn't feel right. Like, he wasn't all the problem last year. And his numbers, what was he, Chris, sixth quarterback rating
sixth
last
league,
year?
QB rating.
And I'm not saying he was great. Yeah, and all that. But, my God, like they're taking an $85 million haircut because they can't stand the dude?
Listen, this one is fascinating because, never forget, Russell was drafted to back up, if I'm not mistaken, Matt Flynn, who had played a phenomenal game to end the season for Green Bay.
Against the Lions, he had six touchdowns, right.
Yeah, Seattle paid him a big deal. Drafted Russ. Russ beat him out. Everybody loved Russell. Great story, great kid. And then all of a sudden, that narrative has changed. And now the narrative surrounding Russell is he's entitled, he's selfish, you know, he's independent of his teammates, wants to do his own thing. I think that played a role in getting him out of Denver because statistically he had a real good year. 66% completion percentage, 26 touchdowns and 8 picks. That's generally not the campaign that gets you fired, especially when the team has to take that kind of cap hit. So I think Russell Wilson is the top free agent quarterback, and I say that because
– wow.
Though Kirk Cousins may be available, Kirk was already a guy that lacked mobility. Now he had an injury to his lower extremity. Where is he from a movement standpoint when he returns? Like, I think if you put Russ in Pittsburgh, I think if you put Russ in Las Vegas, it elevates both of those teams to legitimate deep playoff run kind of outfits, in my opinion.
Let me follow this up real quick. I'm sorry. Because I saw somewhere where one of the former Broncos said, you know, he had his own office or whatever it was and all this other stuff.
That was before Sean Payton, right?
Yeah. But just he was, like, kind of ripping on him or whatever. Kerry Rhodes, who's been on the, you know, filled in for you, Chris, and played with Brett Favre, he had his own locker room where he dressed. He didn't even dress with the rest of the team. This is not new. Like, I just think when people talk about this, I never heard anybody trash Brett Favre, who also won one Super Bowl.
It is rare, isn't it, Sean, or is that commonplace for quarterbacks to have, like, a separate?
Well, I was never good enough to have my own locker or
but I'm sure Brett Favre had it. It's not like it's never been done.
I'll say this. As far as my existence, and I played with Peyton Manning, of course, Tom Brady was in Tampa, so I know, you know, details of that. I've never seen a quarterback isolate himself like that. But it makes sense. He looks like he's in a beautiful, wonderful marriage with Sierra, but Sierra's a superstar. And in her line of profession, that superstar is isolated from everything else. So it seems like he took on some of the characteristics of the entertainment industry and tried to bring them to football. And that just doesn't work. The NFL's too big of a brand.
Okay, you know, so why is it okay for Brett Favre to do the same? He dressed in a different locker room.
Well, I'll say this, Rob. The behavior may have been the same, but the coverage and exposure to the behavior is much different now.
I also think, Rob, and I don't know what all the details of it, but a separate locker room it can be viewed different than a separate office.
Nah, and a locker room. Not to dress with your teammates, or you're in somewhere separate from them.
I mean, Kerry Rhodes didn't think that. How separate thought, was it? Oh, that's when he was with the Jets. Yeah,
we were
with
the Jets.
Was it next door?
He just wasn't in the room with all the other players. Everybody else was in one locker room. He was in a separate locker room.
That's what's interesting about that. That's the first I've ever heard of that. I'm not saying it's not true, Rob, but I never heard that when I played.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say is that that story wasn't highlighted like it is, and I'll give you that. But Kerry Rhodes was on that
team.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's true if Kerry was there. But let me ask you this, Sean. What in the world? I agree with you. Russ in Pittsburgh would be great. Heck, I think Russ, Baker, Kirk, or Justin Fields in Pittsburgh would be a serious upgrade over what they have now. Now, maybe the reports are wrong, but they can't be, you know, planning on going to battle next year with Kenny Pickett as their QB when you got all these other guys out there, can they?
Well, you would consider when he got healthy, him not being elevated back to the starter at the end of the year would signal that they have moved on. I was never a Kenny Pickett fan coming out of college because the only reason that he was draftable was because he got an extra year due to COVID. And he only had one great year in college. So I thought his ceiling was rather low from the beginning. But again, Pittsburgh is a very loyal organization from the top to the bottom. They don't generally fire or release players unless you really put their back against the wall. So I don't think Kenny Pickett's the answer. I hate for Mike Tomlin to continue to waste, you know, this run that they've had because they've gotten inadequate quarterback play. So I hope they're involved in free agency or in a trade where they can get a quarterback that can give them a real chance.
They don't do that. I just don't see it.
Before you go, I've heard some people say they like Jaden Daniels better than Caleb Williams. Now, where are you at on this?
He's anti-Caleb, but where are you on that?
Are you anti-Caleb? I know you think they should keep Justin Fields in Chicago, but are you anti-Caleb? You, like, don't think he's going to be
there? Absolutely not. I think Caleb's extremely talented. I truly wonder how he will handle adversity because, and I don't know him or his dad, but it seems like they think there's more than they actually are. And here's what I mean by that. When Tom Brady finally retired, when Peyton Manning finally retired, the NFL ratings didn't go down the following year. They continued to go up. So I think Caleb and his crew have to understand if he decides not to go into the NFL, he hadn't had an agent. Let's just say an extreme action. He doesn't come. The NFL is still going to be the NFL next year. I think he needs to humble himself a little bit, stop talking about where he wants to and not wants to go, even if he does have internal desires.
Why? We saw Eli Manning do that. Eli Manning didn't want to go to the Chargers. His people and his dad were very vocal that he wasn't going there. John Elway didn't want to go to Baltimore. John Elway said, I'll go play for the Yankees. I'm not going to Baltimore.
It's happened before, but his last name.
Why does he have to humble himself when other people have done this, Sean? I have an issue with that.
So the only reason I say that is because he has not done anything. This isn't the Caleb Williams thing. This is all the players about to enter the league. They have not generated a statistic in the National
League. Yeah, but those guys, Eli Manning hadn't done anything either to warrant that other than his dad had played in the league and his brother.
But you're going back to use something else to maybe disagree with my opinion, but I'm talking about the here and the now. I'm talking about the narrative surrounding Caleb Williams is different than the narrative surrounding Eli Manning. Eli Manning was considered the golden boy, a great person, unbelievable human being, all the intangibles, the next in the lineage of the Manning family. Caleb already has question marks surrounding him.
Yeah, but most people have him going as the first overall pick. I just think it just sounds like he can't say anything. He has to be quiet. And everybody else can go out and make a stink and say they're not going where they want to go, and it's okay. I just don't buy into that.
Baker Mayfield was the first pick in the draft. Like, sometimes they get these things wrong. To answer Chris's question, Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in this draft. Caleb Williams is supremely talented. Drake May's overrated.
Mm. Wow. Okay, there you go. That's a good way to end it, with some fire. All right, Sean King.
That's all we know.
NFL QB guru. Thanks, brother. We appreciate it.
Have a great night.
My name should have been Mitchell Trubisky, guys. Mitchell Trubisky.
All right, brother. More Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And as we let go of desires and pressure, we move forward in light and love. Can I get an amen, Chris Broussard?
Y'all should hear DJ Alex Tyson in my ear.
Actually,
all right, we are live from the Tire Rack. Was that all? Was that live
on the
radio?
I had to give it to people one time, see.
We are live from the TireRack.com studios. In basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. Tractor Supply, they do the same thing. Hustle hard and the right workers. That's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. And starting next Monday, guys, you can pre-register for the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge at Fox Sports Radio, where listeners can compete with our host for bragging rights and see who has the better tournament bracket. All right, Rob, we ended talking about Caleb Williams with Sean King. And Caleb Williams was asked about his GOAT or the GOAT recently. Here's what he said. Here's what he said. Here's what he said. Do we have it? All right.
Football. Winning and things like that, mentality. Tom Brady, my football GOAT is Aaron Rodgers.
So I think, Rob, that just means his favorite player is Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he said Tom Brady. He said my football GOAT. My perception is what he meant was my favorite player. Tom Brady, we get it, winning, he's the GOAT. My favorite player is Aaron Rodgers. Is that fair or you disagree?
Yeah, I don't know why. That's not what he was asked. Who is your favorite player?
But why did he even say Brady?
I don't know. Man, I think he was thinking of people. Yeah, then he wouldn't have said Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. Everybody has their own.
But he said the GOAT.
Somebody thinks Paul George is the GOAT. So everybody has their own.
Well, do they really think he's the best player or that's their favorite player? There's no way those dudes. I'm sorry. There isn't a person walking the earth who thinks Paul George is the best basketball player ever.
Chris, if they ask you a question and you gave your answer, it doesn't mean that it's not the answer you want to hear.
I think people don't know what the GOAT means.
Well, but everybody throws it around anyway. All I see is GOAT on social media. Is GOAT everything. Everything is GOAT.
So it's my favorite. GOAT, people can disagree with the GOAT. They don't have to name a GOAT. But there's one GOAT. Is that correct? Whatever you think it is, whoever you think it is, there's one. Now, you may have your personal favorite player or personal player you think is the best ever. It sounded to me like he thought Brady has to be recognized as the GOAT, but my favorite player or maybe who I think is the best, maybe. I don't know. Tom is Aaron Rodgers.
There were people who thought that Dan Marino was the GOAT. For a long time. I mean, he didn't win anything, but they loved his numbers, what he did, what kind of quarterback he was.
Well, his numbers were.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Twice the amount of a lot of great quarterbacks at that time.
Yeah, they were tremendous. I mean, I always thought it was strange that, you know what I mean, since he hadn't won anything. But those are people. There's no correct or right answer on GOAT anyway. That's people's opinion, what they've
done. There are some incorrect answers, though. There are.
I think there's some incorrect answers. I think it's subjective.
Paul George is not – and I don't want to focus on Paul George like he's not a great player. But that's not – you can't say Paul George is the greatest basketball player ever and not be wrong. I mean, seriously. Can you?
What's your criteria?
Now, if you say that's my favorite player, fine. But if you say Paul George or – I want to get off Paul George because I don't want it to seem like I'm picking on him. Trae Young is the best point guard ever. That's wrong. Now, you might say he's my favorite point guard ever. Fine. That's right. That's yours. That's fine. You can't say Trae Young's the best point guard ever. Just wrong.
You can say it, and Chris Broussard can disagree with it. That's
no, but that's wrong.
Okay.
That's wrong. You know I'm right, Rob.
No, you're wrong. That's what I'm saying.
There's no way. Yeah, he can be your favorite. He can't be the GOAT. We out.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.